It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Okay, being behind a microphone, I can be a little more honest here. I'm not gaining weight because of the holidays. I'm gaining weight because of the hurricane. I live in Florida, and when we evacuated for one of the hurricanes, whatever it was, I gained so much weight driving and eating all our hurricane snacks, and I've continued this up into the holidays. And so I need help losing some of that weight. I know some of you may be wanting to lose some of that holiday weight. So our guest today is Cheryl S. Grant. Now, Cheryl has written for Cosmo, Reader's Digest, Brides, Glamour, Details, Yoga Journal, Family Circle, USA Today, MSN. Geez, the list goes on and on. We don't have enough time. It's a short show. But she covered topics from fitness, nutrition, food, beauty, and I go on and on and on. But Cheryl, we're going to cut right to it because I want to talk to you about how you can help me.
Okay. So my thoughts on losing weight actually is to look at it as a big picture, not as something that needs to be done in the short term, because I think that's where we end up failing, is thinking that it's something that's going to be quick and then it's going to be easy. In your description of gaining weight because of the hurricane, that's a pretty common thing where people stress eat and overeat and eat all the wrong things, because in that moment when we're panicked, we're making choices because we're not being mindful and we're not being careful. We're just, you know, stressing out and basically trying to numb ourselves to what's going on. So that, if that's a one-time thing, that's not something to be terribly concerned about. It's the big picture that we want to focus on, because we don't want to be healthy for the next month or for the next 2 months. Oh my God, I just ate too much for the holidays and now I have to drop all this weight in January. And that's where we look at it. We need to look at it as the product. We want to be healthy for life, not just healthy for the next best event, the next thing, but for life.
You know, it's a funny thing. I look at old pictures of myself. I'm in my 50s now, and I look at pictures of me when I was 40, when I was 30, give or take, whatever. And back then, I used to think I was overweight, and maybe by whatever number of pounds. It's not like I'm real, real heavy, but a little bit. But now I wish I weighed what I weighed back then. And so I guess the point is, each year I probably gain a pound or two, over the years that adds up to quite a number. And so my goal right now has been trying to reverse that trend to get back just a little, and like you said, be healthy.
Well, yeah, you know, here's what I mean. I'm all very, very happy to actually help you. And one of the things I always suggest, and I've done it for myself as well, is because we're not always cognizant of what we're eating and what we're doing. And the first thing is, as we know, as we get older, our metabolism slows down and we get busier. And sometimes our health and exercise gets put on the back burner, because that's just
exactly,
you know, what ends up happening. So my suggestion always is the first way to start out is, what you want to do is you want to keep a food diary, just to have an idea of what you're eating, to know where you need to make tweaks.
Okay, so wait, I got to interrupt you here. I'm going to interrupt you if you don't mind. I had a trainer a few years back, and he said the same thing. And real quickly, we discovered, so I say this to everybody because you're not alone, don't lie. You're the only one seeing it, so don't cheat. Write everything down, and you'll be shocked at how much you actually wind up consuming that you don't even think about.
Oh, my God. So very true, because I did it for myself. And, you know, it's like I always think like, well, I'm eating relatively well. And then on some days, I really fall short of where I want to be. And it's not even where maybe high fat, but it's even just with taking in too much sodium for the day. And here's the other thing. When I talk about doing a food journal or a food diary, I prefer my suggestion is not to try to do one that's a week long, because we're going to fall off. We get bored, we forget to write it down, and then we lose track. I say do a 3-day snapshot of where you are, 3 to maybe even 5, but a 3-day snapshot of what you're doing, and pick your regular work day and then pick a weekend day to see exactly where you are and what's going on. And from that, you're able to make, you know, a decision on what you need to do and where you need to make some, you know, minor changes if needed.
Okay. And so talk to us about that, making some of the changes. I mean, if I do them all at once, I'll admit I can do it for a week or two, and then I'm like, this is crazy, and I go right back to where I was. So how do you do it?
Of course. And, you know, my suggestion is, okay, so I look at each week as a week to tackle something new. Because if you try to take on, oh my God, I'm going to run to the store, I'm going to buy all this healthy stuff, I'm going to make sure I only get multigrain, whole wheat, I'm going to do smoothies, and all my smoothies are going to be made of spinach and kale and all the wonderful things that I need to do that I read somewhere, and I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water, and I'm going to go to the gym every night, here's what's going to happen. You're not going to last, because nobody can take that all on at once, especially in living the life that we're living. You know, most of us are really terribly busy. And if you are a parent, or even if you just have a job, that takes a lot of time away from what you want to do for yourself. So I say tackle one thing. So if this week your challenge is, I am going to ensure that I drink more water than I have been drinking, and I'm going to try to get 8 glasses in a water per day. That is your, that's your goal. And once you're doing that for a week, then the following week, you add something else, you change something else. And the other thing I say is, do not go in crazy to exercise. Yes, we all need to move more. We all need to exercise. But if you decide you're going to go to the gym every day, you're only going to end up probably injuring yourself or being so sore or so fatigued that you don't have the energy to continue. So when someone says to me, you know, how do I start? I say, even if it's where you start doing 10 minutes every other day when you first start, that's better than what you're doing now, right? And if you incorporate that and you start doing that and you say, okay, you know what? Now I can do 15 minutes every other day. You're well on your way.
I'll go a little further because, you know, people used to tell me if you're not doing 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, it's pointless. And so it gave me an excuse then not to exercise at all. And then finally, I decided I am going to make some changes. And I'm exactly what you're saying. I walked around the block. That was it. And then about a week later, I walked 2 blocks. And after that, I'd start getting on my cell phone. So when I walked a few blocks, I'd talk to my sister, my mom, whatever. Next thing you know, I walked 30 minutes and I don't even realize it because I had company. Then I said, wait a minute, if I'm doing all this, maybe I could go to the gym and start doing a little bit. And again, same thing as you're saying, one each week, just one baby step more. And the next thing you know, you'll laugh. I actually did a charity event where we climbed a 52-story building, a flight of, you know, 52 flights of stairs, and had sponsors to raise money to help fight cancer. And I was so proud of myself because not just because the charity and the fundraising, which I know is the big reason everybody was there, but for myself to go from never exercising to be able to climb 52 flights of stairs, it was mind-boggling to me. But I had trained for it exactly what you're saying. Each week, I started with a walk around the block, and then the next week, a little bit more. And it makes a huge difference.
Oh, and it really and truly does. And the thing that, you know, that you start to realize is just as much as you get comfortable being sedentary is as much as you start desiring movement. Because when you don't do it, you feel the difference. You feel sluggish. You feel less motivated. You don't feel as, you know, as in tune to do other things. So if you start doing small things and you have those small accomplishments, you feel better and you feel more motivated more than when you try to do 30 minutes every day and you fail. And it's like, you know what? I'm not even going to be bothered. Why bother? I can't do it at all. And that is not going to get you to where you need to be, you know?
That's what happened to me. Everybody discouraged me because I wasn't all of a sudden this jock doing 20 minutes or more a day, 5 days a week. But once I learned, somebody said exactly what you're telling us now, is do baby steps. It took me a little while, but eventually I got to getting some movement, and it made a huge difference.
Well, you know, I mean, if you see it, right? So even within, not only just with yourself, most people, oh my God, okay, so New Year's is coming. I'm not going to do anything until New Year's. And then I'm going to start this big, wonderful New Year's resolution where I'm going to hit the gym every day. And then come mid-February, there's nobody there because they've petered out. So if, you know, if you say, well, I'm not going to wait until New Year's to start this, I'm just going to do 10 minutes every other day, then I think you'll have better success than waiting for this one monumental thing that puts so much pressure on you to get it done that you most likely will fail, unfortunately. And if that one, you mean, if it worked, you wouldn't see that the gym would be empty come mid-February.
Well, and you'll feel you've accomplished something, so then you take it up a notch. And I applaud you for what you're saying. And so I invite everybody to follow this advice. I've done it. It has helped, except this hurricane. I did get off the track there. But my wife and I just talked about it, and we agreed I would quit drinking diet soda, which I never should have gotten on to begin with. And already I'm losing weight, and that was one change. So next week we'll take it up a notch and do another. But we're running out of time. So Cheryl, I want to thank you for joining us. For everybody, I invite you to visit CherylSGrant.com. You're going to find so much interesting information, just like we've been talking about today. I invite you, if you have a question about beauty, visit JustAskDavid.com. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru, and I want to thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.